Okay, this is Sarah Klopaki Cords here with Casting for a Cure, and today we are joined with Dee Kopic of the Colburn Cancer Center. And Dee, we just have a couple of questions that we'd like to ask you to help people understand how we are working together. Casting for a Cure's goal is to raise $10,000 in the land of 10,000 lakes for cancer research and resources. So Dee, when we talk about donating that amount of money to the Colburn Cancer Center, what kind of an impact does that gift make on the center?
Every donation is important to our cancer center because that's what takes us from excellent to outstanding. And $10,000 can be used in a variety of ways. We have so many different programs that, particularly programming, that can benefit from donor money. An example is the program that the Karsh family has already donated to in the past, and that's our enhancement program.
Right.
And the enhancement program is it's a wonderful place where our patients can go to be normal. They can get wigs after they've had chemo. They can learn how to care for their skin. They can use makeup products and find out how to do that. And it's a place that's very, very important for somebody who's losing their identity.
Right. I know Sandy Karsh, who the Karsh family lost in November of 2008, really appreciated some of those things. They just made her feel better. When your appearance, you know, for a lot of women, it's your appearance and it matters, and it helped her a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And even men use it.
Oh, sure, of course.
That's something new. Just starting, but men are finding that they're liking the hair pieces.
I'm sure.
Anything that makes them keep their own identity, because when you lose all your hair, it just changes your appearance so much that it's very difficult for people.
Right.
So this is a real benefit.
And that would be great. And I know that's something that the Event Planning Committee for Casting for a Cure has talked about, looking forward to helping people being able to, use some of those resources like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you mentioned the Karsh family. Now, they're a big, motivating factor behind Greater Minnesota Fight for a Cure and Casting for a Cure. Is it kind of neat for you guys at the Colburn Cancer Center to have this family who used your services now be involved in this charity fundraising role?
Cancer does, it's a disease that impacts the whole family.
Right.
And when somebody loses someone to cancer, it's very wonderful if they can turn that grief into something positive. And that's what I've seen the Karsh family do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing to watch, and it benefits everybody around them, and it benefits them because they're making a difference, and they're making it so that other people can have the same good experience or even better maybe than their mother had when she was here.
Right, exactly. Well, thanks so much for talking with us today, Dee. We appreciate it, and I'm sure people will hear more from both of us in the future.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.